Welcome to Insurance Talk. My name is Cherie Martinen, and I have Rex LeSueur here in the studio today. We are from Bancorp Insurance, which is your local insurance agent right here in downtown La Pine, Oregon. And right now we are going over 2024 predictions. We are pulling out our crystal ball all about insurance and how it's going to affect you next year.
Yes. And it's a perfectly foggy crystal ball.
You know, we just get some indications from a couple carriers, and I don't know, I get 5 to 10 emails about it every year, and we figured you guys probably want to know just as much as we do how much it's going to cost.
Yeah. What's going to change?
What's going to change?
And of course, there's the only thing that's constant is change, so there's going to be change.
Yep. So we're going to talk about personal lines right now, which is your personal auto and home and like what you actually get to insure and how much that's going to cost.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
We should probably jump on the big issue, and that's property insurance.
It's property insurance.
Your homeowner's policy. Now, your homeowner's covers more than just your fire and so on, fire, wind, and hail, et cetera, for damage to your home. But the big component when it comes to the premium of your home is fire insurance. And we are in a very, and will continue to be, in a very difficult world when it comes to fire insurance all over the West. This isn't a La Pine thing. This isn't a Western Oregon or Eastern Oregon thing. It's everything east of probably the Great Divide, or west of the Great Divide.
Probably. And, you know, we've seen claims. We talked about this in the commercial lines update, but we have seen claims not just for fire, even though in our area it's mostly for fire, but you have to remember the insurance companies also insure places in Florida, and there has been a lot of flooding there, so a lot of homes got damaged. There has been issues in Texas with water pipes bursting and freezing. There's been issues in Colorado of hail damage, ruining people's roofs and cars, denting them like little golf balls.
Little golf balls. I mean, there was a couple of hailstorms in Colorado that came through and were dropping hailstones.
Baseballs.
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 And you'd be surprised what that does to a roof. I mean, it can, and vehicles.
And your car.
And everything breaks windows. And that's a problem. Of course, then every year we get the tornadoes and the tornado belt. That is just scary.
So expensive. And you're seeing it on your end. If you went to the hardware store and you decided to buy a 2x4, that 2x4 cost a little bit more than it did 5 years ago. If you wanted to pour concrete, it's going to cost
more.
So, if you're getting a new roof, it's going to cost more. The new car, just to get the stupid chips in the cars, cost more.
Everything costs more. So, but with the fire insurance deal, it's being driven by catastrophes. And the catastrophes on the West Coast, anyway, have been the wildfires.
The wildfires.
And what we're seeing is we're seeing insurance companies use fire scoring. Now, almost every insurance company has a different way of fire scoring. They use similar maps, but some insurance companies have just taken all of Oregon and just painted it red.
And said with their wide brush that they're not interested in insuring homes in that area.
Yeah.
And because they feel it is too risky.
Right. And this red brush extends into the city limits of many insurance companies, many cities with certain insurance companies. So you can be right downtown, fire hydrant right across the street, mile from the fire department, and they'll still fire zone you.
And it makes it hard for us as insurance agents to find the best coverage for our customers at an affordable cost.
Affordable cost.
And so what they're doing is, because fewer and fewer companies are saying, yeah, I want to insure in that area.
They're leaving the market. They're saying, no, we're not going to offer homeowners in that part of the state or in the state at all. They're just pulling out.
And, you know, it's making it harder.
Making it really harder.
And it's making it more expensive for you as the consumer.
So first things first, expense and expect your homeowners to go up. We're talking as much as 30% with some companies, 50% with others.
And get ready for that on your mortgage.
Yep.
Like, start budgeting it now.
Because it is going to go up if you're paying your insurance through your mortgage.
So this is also affecting how you buy and sell homes.
Right. Buy and sell homes is important.
So like in our area, It is getting harder to buy and sell homes because we can't find insurance to insure the home that is trying to be purchased. Or the insurance we can find might not be the type of insurance the bank is looking for. So banks and loaning institutions most of the time want something called replacement cost.
Mm-hmm.
Which
means, okay, replace the definition of replacement cost is to replace with like kind and quality new.
So to replace your home.
That would be buy you a new home. Get you a new home. Yep. Sticks, bricks, glass, siding.
Flooring.
All the things that it's going to take to build a home. What it's going to cost to replace a home. We've been seeing inflation on this level that is unheard of. I mean, a couple of years ago, you could build a nice custom home for $250 a square foot. Now you're paying $250 a square foot for just a standard home. I mean, literally don't get me wrong, Adair homes are a beautiful home, but they're basic homes. You used to be able to get them for $150 a square foot. Now you're looking at between $200 and $250 a square foot for a basic home. And if you've got any flourishes in your home and it's a custom home, you could be $300+ a square foot. That's part of the inflation, and that's part of the reasons that insurance is going up.
It's also affecting, again, that home and selling and buying. It's making it harder for us as insurance agents to place your coverage, but then we're also running into the Oregon Fair Plan more often because we are getting to the point where all companies will say no.
Yep.
And the Oregon Fair Plan is a state-run organization that offers fire coverage. It's basic coverage, but what we really, they're going to say, yes, we will cover your home for fire.
But it's on basic form basis, and where most homeowners and policies are written on a broad form or special form basis, meaning that there's more coverages and on the fire coverage. And it's written on an actual cash value basis as opposed to replacement cost.
Tell them the big difference about actual cash value.
So actual cash value, the definition is the cost to replace your home with like kind and quality, less depreciation. So if you have a 30-year-old home, they may only pay, 70% of the cost to replace. And you're responsible if you want the same size home with the same flourishes. You're going to end up paying 30% out of your pocket. And a lot of lenders won't take that.
So if you're looking to buy a home or sell a home in our area, you need to be really aware of what's happening in 2024 with this market and how hard it is to find property coverage, because this is going to affect your sale. You are not going to be able to sell your home to somebody who doesn't have the right loan amounts. Maybe they don't have enough big enough down payment, or we just can't find the right insurance for them. In some cases, homes are going to have to be sold for cash because no lender is going to be interested in having the loan without it insured with replacement cost values.
Right.
So this could be a really big issue if you're looking to sell or buy a home in Oregon, California, Washington, anywhere on the West Coast.
So what you have to do is now all of a sudden you're looking for that unicorn buyer, the guy that has money to pay cash to buy your house and is willing to accept 70% of the replacement cost of the home from the insurance in the event it burns down.
And this gets harder and harder with the more beautiful the location, right? So if you're out in the middle of a nice secluded lot in a gorgeous wood home, maybe it's a log home, and you have views of Mount Bachelor, but you're 30 minutes away from the nearest fire department.
All of a sudden, things get really, really difficult.
Exactly.
We're having serious problems in placing those kind of homes. So,
and this is affecting your real estate agent too, and this is affecting your mortgage broker too. So if you're thinking about this, we really suggest calling us early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, call us early. We'll run an assessment on the house, find out if it's going to be fire zoned. If it's going to be fire zoned, then maybe you don't buy that house.
And in all honesty, if you're looking to sell and you currently have insurance, that does not mean that the insurance company will insure the next owner.
Yeah.
Because they're looking to lower their risk, and lowering their risk might mean not insuring your home any longer.
Yeah. So one more point, if you do have insurance, pay the bill.
Yes. This is a huge issue. We're having people that miss payments. Maybe it was something with their mortgage company, just mailing it to the wrong address. Honestly, this is really silly. And then the insurance company has a reason to say, oh, well, you didn't pay, so now we're not going to continue insuring you.
Yep. And we won't reinstate because you're in a high fire zone. They would have kept you if you hadn't ran out of if you hadn't missed that payment. But now that you've missed it, you know, they don't feel they have a commitment to keep you as an insured. So be aware.
Yeah. And like we said, if you're renewing in 2024 with homeowners insurance, you're going to see an increase in price.
Yep.
And, you know, we should feel pretty lucky here in Oregon and the surrounding area. I think it's around like that 30% mark, Rex, maybe 50. In Texas, they're seeing 50 to 70% increases on all homes.
Yeah.
So let's just thank our lucky stars and continue to renew.
Yes. Oregon's beautiful. Oregon's beautiful. Let's stay in Oregon. Talk about real quick. Auto, there's claims inflation going on in auto.
I think you had a personal story about this.
Yeah, just our vehicle got ran into by someone last summer. And it wasn't a big bill. It was $4,500. But working with the insurance company that was going to pay the bill, they were saying, well, we only want to pay $62 for labor. For repairing the bill, you know, because that's part of the bill of fixing the car. The
body shop.
The body shop, of course, is asking for $75.
Because that's probably what they're paying their people.
They're not paying, but that's the equation of it. I mean,
yeah.
I got on the phone because I was arguing with an insurance company, something I'm, okay.
We do this sometimes.
We do this sometimes. And I've been known to tilt at windmills more than once. And so I call up a half a dozen body shops in Bend. And by the way, there's only about a half a dozen of them. There's not very many left because of part of what's going on with this. And the guy says, yeah, you know, 2.5-3 years ago, we'd take $62, $63. Now we're at everybody was between $69 and $75 an hour. But the insurance companies don't want to recognize this. They want to live in a world where, you know,
they want to live in 5 years ago labor market.
And then the cost of getting parts, because everybody's gotten a raise and the cost of materials has gone up and shipping and everything else.
Let alone getting a chip from China. And all of our stuff is more automated now. It's just more expensive to replace. The bumper isn't just a piece of metal that you can hammer out.
Yeah.
It's got 15 different sensors and cameras and
all kinds of things.
All the things.
So so that is driving up the cost of auto insurance. Also, bodily injury claims. When people are getting hurt, they're more likely to go to get an attorney. The attorneys are asking for more money. The attorneys are getting more money.
And the hospitals are getting more money from these claims as well. So even just the hospital costs. So maybe before it was a $100 hospital bill and now it's a $500 hospital bill. And people are going, oh my gosh, maybe I do need to fight more on the claim side to make sure this is taken care of.
Yep. So it's auto insurance is going to go up again. I don't think it's going to be as bad as property insurance. We're probably going to be seeing an 8 to 10% increase, I would think.
Yeah.
Over the
next
year.
And it's slowly been doing that for a little bit. So I think they're starting to kind of adjust that. Yeah. But we'll still see a little bit of an increase just because we've had increased claims. More people on the road, more people distracted driving. It all adds up.
Good news is Oregon still one of the least expensive states to buy auto insurance in the country?
Yep. So just say thank you.
And you know what? And that's because Oregon drivers are so polite.
It's because when there's a yellow light, we stop.
I went to college in New York City and, you know, yellow light was, you know, double your speed to get through it. And here, and people will stop.
Yeah. When I lived in Idaho, I was like, I stopped and people were very angry. I was like, I'm from Oregon. It's yellow. You stop.
Yeah. So we're still all right on that. Now, as far as the auxiliary custom products,
umbrella, it's not going to do anything.
Toys, insuring your ATV, your boat, your snowmobiles.
The one example I think we have with this one is RVs. We're expecting to go up a little bit, and I'm going to tell you why. It's because in beautiful locations such as Florida, there are multiple RV parks. And these parks, for some reason, have continued to flood on a regular basis.
That's because they're in a flood zone.
It's because they're in a flood zone. Don't tell anyone. It's a secret. But because these RVs, and they're not small RVs, we're talking
Big RVs.
People are living in these RVs, or maybe they're traveling across the country and they just happen to stop on a beautiful beach in Florida and get flooded. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to fix the flooding in an RV once it happens, because it's kind of like you have to just get a new RV.
Yeah.
Just the mold growth and everything is just so rapid and it's everywhere.
And gutting it, and fixing them like a house is just really not practical.
It's not practical. So we're seeing increased cost in the RVs, mainly because of flooding, but also more people bought RVs during the pandemic and started using them, and they aren't very good at it. So there might be claims with tree limbs scratching the top of the RV or creating holes in the top of the RV, or more RV accidents just with turning. Got to turn wider.
Yes, got to go around that corner widely. And doing other things that, you know, you just, people don't know unless they've been an RVer before.
Yeah.
The RV people should actually give classes on
being an RV person.
RV person. You know, all the things you can mess up because you can pretty easily.
Because you can. So we are expecting a little bit of an increase on the RVs, so, 2024.
So we'll be prepared for that. So with that, I don't think we have very many things else to talk about with personal insurance. Expect big increases on property. Expect some increases on auto. Everything else is going to be pretty stable.
Yeah. And then just again, if you are looking at buying or selling a home, especially in our beautiful area in Central Oregon here, really be aware of the insurance because it's becoming an issue.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Thank you very much for listening to Insurance Talk. If you would like more content like this, you can follow us on Facebook or on Instagram. You can also find us at www.bancorpinsurance.com. You can make an appointment with an in-house agent right here in Lapine or over the phone right from our website. Make it easy. All right. Thank you.
Produced by Carver Sound Productions. For more information on podcast production services, visit carversoundproductions.com.